And we are back. And that's the buzzer. Just about the start of the fourth quarter. Score is 37-34 in favor of the Wrangell Wolves. And both teams with six team fouls here in the second half. So one more on each team puts them into the bonus. And on a close game like this, like I've said before tonight, free throws can make the difference. So each of those fouls gives the opportunity to sway the game. But Glacier Bear is going to start this quarter with the ball. And Swinton inbounds to Cox. Cox is going to stay at the top of the key, gets it over to Segan. Segan now in the game. Back over to Cox, over on the left-hand side. He shoots the three, no good. Gerald with the rebound. Gerald over to Stokes. Stokes on the right-hand side of the court, looking to set up Miller for a screen. And can't quite get in front of Cox, so gets it over to Gerald. Gerald now taking his place over on the right-hand side of the court. Cross-court pass to Gillen. Gillen drives in over to Gerald. They're going to pass the ball around a little bit more. Seemed to work pretty well last time to throw the Glacier Bears off. They find Gerald in the paint. He puts it up for two. No good. Swinton with the rebound. Gets it over to Cox. Cox is going to take a moment up at the top of the key to get his players in position. Gets it over to Swinton, to Segan over on the right-hand side. Back to Swinton. Over to Cox. Cox is going to shoot for three. And it is good. Nicely done, Trevor Cox. That makes 16 points for him. Score tied up at 37 with 6:42 left in the game. Gerald and Stokes taking it across the court. And Stokes loses that ball. It's a breakaway by Cox. Cox is unable to take it to the hoop because it is knocked out of the way by Stokes. Goes out of bounds. And there's going to be a substitution. Garrett Miller coming in for Dawson Miller on the Wrangell side. And Swinton inbounds it to Cox. Cox over on the right-hand side. Tries to find Green. Tries to find Sage under the basket. And they get the ball held up. And on alternating possession, that ball belongs to Wrangell. And Stokes and Gerald taking their traditional places, taking it across the half-court line. Gerald trying to drive in, can't get it, and he is fouled. It's going to be a reaching foul on Cox. Trevor Cox, that's his first foul of the game. It's going to put Wrangell in the bonus now and send Gerald to the line. And Gerald with 6 points tonight. His first shot, no good, so he won't get a second shot. Rebound by Sage. Over to Cox, but off his foot, loses that ball. They get it to Garrett Miller. Garrett Miller drives for two. No good, and there is a whistle on that as he goes sliding into the back wall. And that's going to be a foul on Sage. That's his second foul of the night. It's going to send Miller to the line. Miller has no points yet. So opportunity here for his first points on the game. And his first free throw is good. And substitution for Wrangell. Teets coming back in for Armstrong. And score 38-37 in favor of the Wrangell Wolves. 6:11 left in the game. Miller's second free throw is good. So make that 39-37. And Swinton with the ball, going on the right-hand side, looking for a layup. No good. Ball comes down in the hands of Allen. Gets it over to Teet. Teet puts up for two. No good. Rebound by Miller. Miller gets it out to Stokes. Stokes going to hold on to that ball. Almost looked like he wanted to drive in. Allen shooting for three. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts up for two. No good. Rebound knocked away. And going to get knocked all over the place. And there's going to be a foul. They're going to call that foul on Bryce Gerald. Going to call it a push. That's going to be his second foul of the game. Take it back down here to the Glacier Bear side. And they're going to send Segan to the line. Segan with his first opportunity now to get some points. He's going to put his first shot up. First one is good. Gives an opportunity here to put up a second shot. And second shot, no good. And rebound. It's going to come down in a couple of people's hands, and they're going to call a foul on Gerald again. It's going to be his third foul now. And that's going to take Sage to the line. Sage with 1 point so far tonight. His first free throw is up, and it is good. Nicely done. They're going to have a substitution now. And Green is going to come in for Cunningham. Cunningham going to take a seat on the bench. Sage going to take his second attempt at a free throw. Second one is good as well. Nicely done. And that's going to take that score, 40-39. Glacier Bears with their first lead in this second half. 5 minutes, 33 seconds left in the game. Miller's going to go for three. It's no good. On the rebound, ball is knocked out of bounds on Teat, so it's going to be Glacier Bear ball. And Swinton loses control but manages to keep it. Sends it over to Cox. Cox drives in, and there is going to be a foul. And that foul is on Wrangell. It's going to be on Blake Stokes, his third foul of the game. It's going to send Cox to the line. And Cox with 16 points tonight, top scorer for the Glacier Bears. And he is going to shoot his first one. It's good at a 1-1. Now gets a chance to shoot a second one. And second free throw is no good. So score 41-39 in favor of the Glacier Bears. 5:15 left in the game. Gerald's going to take it up for two for the Wolf. And it is good. And it's Swinton with the rebound. Gets caught up in the backcourt. Gets it across to Green, but it's lost to Allen. Teat puts up for two. No good. Rebound by Swinton. Swinton's going to try to drive it hard this time. Get across to the basket. And puts up for two. It is good. So two for Swinton. Score 43-41. 4:45 left. Stokes is going to drive in now. Shot is no good. And it's going to be Sage with the rebound. And it's going to be called a jump ball on alternating possessions. The Glacier Bears get to keep this ball. And it's going to be Swinton and Cox inbounding that ball from the backcourt. Cox back to Swinton. Teat and Miller putting on some pretty good pressure in the backcourt. And they managed to get it across. But the ball is knocked away. And Swinton's hit pretty hard. But Wrangell can't control that ball and gets out into the hands of Cox. Cox puts up for two. No good. Gerald with the rebound. 2-point game here. 4 minutes, 15 seconds left. Gets it over to Teat. Teat puts up for two. And it is good. So Time and Teat with two more points. Going to tie up this game with 4 minutes, 5 seconds left in the game. Get it over to Cunningham. Cunningham loses the ball to Stokes. Stokes going to drive it in from the left-hand side. Puts it up, and it is good. And it is Wrangell now with the lead. And a timeout is going to be called. So this timeout on the Glacier Bears. It's going to be a full timeout, and that is the buzzer. So we are back now for the last little bit of this game. 3 minutes, 49 seconds left in the game. Score is 45-43 in favor of the Wrangell Wolves. The Wolves have led most of the second quarter, but recently the Glacier Bears have put a big push on. Actually had a lead for a little while and just lost that lead at this last play. So this is really anybody's game at this point. So Glacier Bear is going to start with the ball, and Swinton's going to long pass it to Cunningham. Cunningham gets it back to Cox. Cox getting a little pressure, trying to come across the half-court line, gets it, gets it out to Green, who passes it long to Coxman, just barely stops it from going across into the backcourt. Shoots up for two, no good. Gets over to rebound by Stokes. Stokes going to get it out to Gerald. Gerald over to Teat. Teat going to shoot for three, and it is good. Nice three-pointer by Teat. And Glacier Bears with that inbound, and Rangel putting on a lot of pressure. Gerald goes flying at Green to try to knock the ball out. Ball does go out of bounds, but it's going to be out of bounds on Gerald. Pretty lucky he didn't get a foul there. He took a flying leap at Green. Managed to not hit him, though, so that was good. On the inbound, they inbound it to Cox, and he is going to be pushed from behind, so he'll go to the free throw line, and that foul is going to be on Tyler Gillen of Wrangell. His second foul of the game. Going to send Cox to the line. He's got 17 points, looking to put up a couple more. His first shot is good. Very nicely done. I think he may be 100% from the free throw line for tonight. If not, he only missed one. So second shot is up, and it is good as well. Nicely done. Very impressive. Score is 48-45, 3 minutes, 9 seconds left in the game. Wrangell with the ball. Teat driving the lane, and he runs pretty hard into Sage. So that ball goes nowhere, and that is going to be called as a foul on... Actually, the foul is from behind, and that's going to be on Swinton. So that'll be his second foul of the game. Sends Teat to the line. He's going to get two shots here. First one is no good. Wrangell with 10 team fouls puts Glacier Bears in the double bonus. Glacier Bears with 9 team fouls. And Pete's second free throw attempt is good. So it's Glacier Bears with the ball. And Cox coming across the half-court line, and he is fouled. Foul going to be on Tyman Teat. And that makes four fouls for him. It's going to send Cox back to the line. And if Wrangell's looking to foul, Cox is definitely not the guy they want to foul because he's been pretty hot from the line tonight. So his first shot is up and is good. Makes that score 49-46. In favor of Wrangell Wolves, 2 minutes, 58 seconds left in the game. Cox going to take the ball and no bounce for his second free throw shot, but it is good. Wrangell with that ball now. Stokes taking it up to the left-hand side. Shoots in the middle for two, no good. Sage with the rebound. And there is a whistle. And there is a foul on Stokes. So we're going to come down here to the other end of the court, and Sage is going to come to the free throw line. Sage with 3 points tonight, and if he makes both of these, he has a chance to tie up the game with 2 minutes 50 seconds left. His first shot is good. Then he gets the ball back. Give it a couple of bounces. Balance it out. Second shot up. Second shot is good. And Sage ties up the game now at 49. 2 minutes, 47 seconds left in this game. Stokes going to take it over to Gerald. Gerald stepping back, looking for an opening. Gets it over to Stokes. Stokes maneuvering his players around. Passes it off to Gerald. Gerald comes behind. Over to the right-hand side, gets it to Gillen. Gillen going to cross-court it to Gerald. Gerald taking it back up to the top of the key. Going to try to drive in from the right. Puts up for two, and it is good. Nice shot there. Cox and Swinton with the ball. Cox making it across the half-court line. Being pretty well double-teamed tonight, even from the beginning. So... gets it over to Cunningham. Cunningham goes into the middle but loses the ball. But it rolls to Green. Over to Cox. Cox puts up the three. No good. Gerald with the rebound. Minute 50 left in the game. Gerald's going to take it up the right court line. And there's going to be a timeout from the Wrangell Wolves. And they're going to call that a short timeout. So we're going to keep the broadcast here. And let's take a look at our stats, see who we've got where. Looks like for the Glacier Bears, Cox is our number one scorer tonight with 21 points, followed by Dylan Swinton with 12, and Matthew Green taking that third spot with 6. Over on the Wrangell side, looks like the number one scorer is Lake Stokes with 17 points, followed up by Time and Heat with 11, and Bryce Gerald in that third place spot with 10 points tonight. So both teams doing pretty well. As far as free throw percentages, looks like the Glacier Bears are shooting about 72.4%, and the Wrangell Wolves about 54.5%. So those free throws could make a difference here. Score is currently 51-49. Minute 52 left. Wrangell with the ball now as we start back up. Get it over to Teat on the left-hand side. Back to Gerald at the top of the key. And back to Teat. Up to Stokes. Stokes guarded pretty closely by Jacob Cox. Back to Teat. Teat drives into the middle. Shoots up for two, but no good. And it's Miller with the rebound. And there is a whistle on that. Foul is going to be on. It's like Cunningham is going to be that foul, and that is his third for the game. And that's going to send Garrett Miller to the line. And Miller has 1 point tonight. Shoot, and his first free throw attempt is good. Both teams in the double bonus tonight here in the second half. Minute 26 seconds left in the game. Miller shoots his second free throw. Second one is no good. So score 52-49. Wrangell with that rebound, and there's going to be a timeout called and a full timeout. And we are back. The buzzer says it is time for their timeouts to be over. Officials going over and getting them all back out on the court. Minute 24 seconds left in this game. Score is 52-49 in favor of the Wrangell Wolves. It's been back and forth here in the last part of the second quarter. So very, very well-fought game by both teams. Very close. As a broadcaster, you love the close games. As a fan, they kind of drive you crazy. But I've got my broadcaster hat on. So tonight, so it looks like we've got the Wrangell Wolves inbounding that ball. They get it up to Stokes, up at the top of the key, over to Gillen on the right-hand side. And back up to Keith and to Gillen. Now it's Bryce Gerald at the top of the key, and Keith over on the right-hand side. And Swinton gets a hold on that ball, too, and they're going to call that a jump ball. And on alternating possessions, Wrangell is going to keep that ball. 1 minute left in the game. 3-point game. Keat looking to inbound, finds Gerald. Gerald puts up for two. And, bounces in and out. No good. On that rebound, it is Gerald and Sage. They're going to call that a jump ball, and it is Glacier Bear ball. 55.7 seconds left. Swinton's going to take it to Cox. No pressure in the backcourt this time, which has not been the case for most of the second half. So they're going to get that over to Cunningham. Cunningham to Swinton and over to Green. Cox just inside, and he's going to shoot for two, and it is good. 1 point game here with 35 seconds left on the clock. Stokes going to get that ball into Miller. Miller back up to Stokes at the top of the key. Sends it over to Teat, and Swinton with the hand on the ball. They're going to call that a jump ball, and on all standing possessions, it'll be Wrangell's ball. Dawson Miller coming in, and looks like Teat is coming out. So 26 seconds left. Gerald going to inbound that to Stokes. Stokes gets it over to Miller. Miller back out to Stokes, who almost lost his footing and went out of bounds, but was able to get the ball away. Gets it over to Gillen. Gillen going to drive in. Gets it to Stokes. Gerald. I'll get that name right in a minute. And as Gerald's driving for two, he is fouled. And that foul is going to be on Matthew Green, his fourth foul of the night. Going to send Gerald to the line. He has 10 points tonight. 11.9 seconds left. 1 point game. His first free throw is no good. Going to take a moment, wipe off his shoes, and get a second shot at this. Gets the ball, gives it a couple of good bounces. It is up. And second shot is no good either. And it's going to be Cox with that, or sorry, Sage with that rebound. Gets it over to Cox. And Cox is tripped up. Time running out, so Glacier Bear is going to call a timeout. They're going to keep it a quick one, so we will keep it here. 4.9 seconds on the clock for the game. Score is 52-51 in favor of the Wrangell Wolves. Neither team with any fouls to give, so you can't ask for a closer game than this. So we'll see what happens when they come out of their timeout with the coach, see what plays the coaches have called, and see how this game is going to end. If you are a nail biter, that's probably what you're doing right now, huh? But and then we'll take a look at some post-game stats here, take a look at who our top scorers are, free throw shooting percentages, as well as fouls and haven't been tracking. I'm a one-woman show over here, so I haven't been tracking rebounds and a whole lot of those stats, but we'll have some post-game stats for you here in about 5 seconds as this game is winding down. There is the buzzer, and both teams are now coming in to the court. It's going to be Glacier Bear ball, and Swinton is ready with that ball over on the opposite sideline. 4.9 seconds left. Going to get it into Cox. Doesn't look like they're going to put too much pressure on him, but they do at the last minute. And Sage up 4-3. That might have been. And at the last minute, Sage puts up a three-pointer, and the buzzer sounds, and it is Glacier Bears with the win. Final score, 54-52, at a very last-minute game. So let's take a look. Yes, Hunter Sage is the hero of the night as he gets that last throw in. So we have Green with 6, Stegan with 1, Cox with 23 points, Sage with 8 points, including that last-minute three-pointer, and Swinton with 12 points. And then on the Wrangell side, we have Garrett Miller with 2 points, Privet with 2 points, sorry, Blatchley with 2 points, Gerald with 10, Dawson Miller with 2, Teat with 11, Stokes with 17 points, Gillen with 6. And looks like on the free throw line, the Glacier Bears shot 21 out of 29, 72.4% from the free throw line. For Wrangell, it was 7 out of 15, so 46.7%. If you have heard me call games last year, you know that free throws are one of those things that I like to track because they're the easy ones, they're the giveaways, and especially in a close game like this with 2 points, those free throws can really make a difference. We had 3-point shots from, or 5 3-point makes from both teams. So pretty good stats there. As far as fouls, the Haynes Glacier Bears ended the night with 12 team fouls. Wrangell Boys ended the game with 22 team fouls. So definitely some things to work on. I think as far as tomorrow night's game goes, Wrangell's really going to have to work on not fouling and making their free throws when they do foul. Glacier Bears started out pretty well tonight with only one foul in the first half, so they've got that down. I think a lot of theirs is passing game and watching that defense when Wrangell tries to just pass the ball around and throw everybody off sides. But for tonight, we're going to leave you with that final score, 54-52, a win for the Haynes Glacier Bears tonight, and a reminder that tomorrow night's game will start at 6:30, so tune in again to KHNS for tomorrow night's game and see if Haynes can walk away with two wins or if they're going to split it 1-1 with Wrangell for the weekend. But for now, this is Alicia Mullen signing off for your game tonight. Hope you guys have had a great one, and I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow night.